The Kimberley Dynamiters 2025-26 team is starting to take shape, with 9 new players signed, 1 acquired in a trade and 15 returning veterans. The full list of newly signed players is as follows. Ethan Beattie, 2005-born goalie from Whitby, Ont. Played last season with Pickering Panthers of OJHL. Carter Kutu, 2005-born forward from Edmonton, Alta. Played last season with Canmore Eagles of the AJHL. Ethan Cameron McGregor, 2007-born forward from Airdrie, Alta. Played last season with the Calgary Rockies U18 JPHL program. Spencer Bates, 2007-born forward from Airdrie, Alta. Played last season with the Airdrie Lightning U18 program. Jack Fairhead, 2007-born goalie Jack Fairhead from Calgary, Alta, played last season with the Calgary Rockies U18 JPHL program. Parker Stevenson, 2007-born forward from Calgary, Alta. Played last season with the Calgary Buffaloes U18 AAA program. Jake Murdoch, 2007-born forward from Kimberley, BC, played last season with the U18 East Kootenay Avalanche and apt with the Dynamiters. Cohen Bell, 2007-born forward from Cranbrook, BC, played last season with the U18 East Kootenay Avalanche and apt with the Dynamiters. Avery Lynch, 2007-born forward from Cranbrook, BC. Played last season with the U18 East Kootenay Avalanche and apt with the Dynamiters. The Dynamiters also traded Marcus Sear and future considerations for 2006-born forward Maguire Nicholson from Sikkimis Eagles. The above list features 2 players from Cranbrook in Cohen Bell and Avery Lynch and 1 Kimberley player, Jake Murdoch. All 3 formerly played for the U18 East Kootenay Avalanche program and have played as affiliate players, AP, with the Dynamiters. Last season Murdoch, who is Dynamiter veteran Nate Murdoch's younger brother, scored his first KIJHL goal and it just so happened to be the game winner in the final game of the regular season. We're really excited with Jake's potential. He's a very smart hockey player, very skilled and he works hard, said Dynamiters head coach and general manager Derek Stewart. He's done very well in the games that he played with us, including the last 2 or 3 of the conference finals last year. We're expecting him to have a pretty good year. Stewart added he can foresee a leadership role in the young Kimberley native's future with the team and said his brother Nathan will likely be in a leadership role this season as a 20-year-old. It definitely helps when you have local kids who grow up wanting to be Dynamiters, he said. Stewart also said the team was fortunate this year in that they got the 3 guys they were hoping for from the U18 East Kootenay Avalanche. I think with Avery and Cohen Bell they're going to be very impactful players and play a big role, Stewart said. I don't really look for players necessarily locally, I look for good players, whether they're here or from another place, but that program has provided us with some good players over the years and we will continue to look at it if the players fit our group. Team staff has been identifying players throughout the season and observing them at camps. I was fortunate to watch a couple of our signees at the Cranbrook Bucks spring camp that had decided to come here and just getting kids that want to come here, Stewart said. That's the biggest thing, you want to get good kids, but you want to get kids that want to be Dynamiters as well, and all these kids that we've signed so far are excited to come, they're getting ready for the season and hopefully they're all going to stick throughout the whole year. In addition to the newly acquired players, Stewart said he's very happy with the number of returning veterans. It is another season where they won't have any goalies returning, but they have 6 defensemen and 9 forwards coming back, plus veterans from other teams acquired through trades. I really like our team right now, he added. I know that it's only July and I'm sure everyone likes their team right now, but on paper I really like the guys that are coming back, especially on the defensive end with 6 veterans. Obviously we're losing some really good players, that happens every year, but I really like our hockey club right now. The Dynamiters fall camp is set for August 29-31, with exhibition season starting September 1. Through the camp and through the two seasons of exhibition season, we're going to pick the best players that we think fit our team, and regardless if they're signed in July or not, it all comes down to camp and exhibition, and that's going to be truly where we pick our team from, Stewart explained. But these kids that are signed are definitely going to get a little bit more grace period if things aren't going well, but they're definitely part of our plans going forward. The first game of the 2025-26 regular season is Friday, September 19 in Nelson. The Dynamiters' first home game of the season is set for Friday, September 26 against the Columbia Valley Rockies.